Kodiak is the number 3 fishing port in the country, and it wouldn't rank so high if it wasn't for the dedicated local processing workforce. That's the message sent to workers from the Kodiak City Council during last week's regular council meeting. KMXT's Maggie Wall has more.
The numbers are impressive. At least 1 in 4 Kodiak workers is employed in seafood processing. They handle roughly 330 million pounds of seafood annually, and 5 of the area's top 7 employers are processors. In recognition of the major impact seafood processing workers have on the community, the Kodiak City Council passed out certificates of recognition and bright red T-shirts. The shirts, distributed through participating processing plants, are part of an annual ritual to help processing workers feel special and appreciated. Because, as Councilman Saravia pointed out, they are.
Most of the times, maybe they not recognize how important they are or what kind of job they do for our city. But yeah, they do a real vital importance things, because if we don't have no kind of workers, maybe we don't have Coast Guard or very limited Coast Guard, or we never go be the second or third top fishery sport in the nation.
Saravia was the person who brought the annual Seafood Processing Workers' Day to Kodiak after seeing how well it worked in Cordova. Councilman John Whidden, manager at Island Seafoods, praised the workers on Cannery Row.
Just to say a few words about the folks that work on Shelikoff Street and up and down that road, the Marine Way, that, as Charlie said, they're truly the lifeblood of our community, and a lot of times unsung folks that don't get a lot of recognition. But without some of the really hard-working, dedicated professionals we have in the seafood industry, we wouldn't be here today. So,
a number of seafood workers were on hand to accept certificates to take back to the processing plants and to accept red T-shirts for themselves. I'm Maggie Wall.